8-6 after the first quarter complete. USA now on the left side of your radio, trying to score in Upley's territory. Imagine that. And there's flags all over the play. Looks like it might be a little false start on USA here. No, off. Encroachment on USA. Fascinating.
First week, Clark. It's the first week.
Yeah, first week. Set up offside. So that's going to push them back 5 yards. It's going to bring up second and about 9 for USA. Second and 10. You never want to call whatever you'd like to call it. We're going to let you. 12 minutes remain in the second quarter. 8-6 USA leads. Ugly. Jake Beachy under center. 3 men in the backfield. G formation. And it's a handoff right down the middle to number 25. Tim Zub doesn't get very far, maybe a yard and a half. And the entire line of Ugly there to meet him.
Looks like Tyler Drapeski and number 40, Ryan Haig. First two on him.
So they went from a second and easy to a third and 7 on their hands here for USA after that 5-yard encroachment call. They're on Ugly's 31-yard line currently, with 11 and a half minutes to go in the first half. Jake Beachy looking around, surveying the defense under center, hands a handoff to Brandon Harper on the left side. Ugly read it from the get-go, throws him down, maybe a yard gain, and it brings up fourth and long for the Patriots.
Nick Booms there, finished him off. Fourth and long, Clark.
It was a good read there by the Ugly defense and staff there to sniff that one out. They knew it was Brandon Harper. Gangler was not in the game at that time. He's currently his hands on his hips on the sidelines. Looks like USA is going for this one. The offense still on the field. I'd imagine they don't have a field goal unit from 37 yards. So they're going for it. Jake Beachy, fourth and 7. Hands it off to number 25, Tim Zub. He gets across the 25-yard line, the 15-yard line, out to the 10-yard line. Gets the first down by 3 yards. And it's going to bring up a new set of downs for USA. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. Good call on the USA offense there. Wrapped Tim Zub right around the right side of the line and got him onto empty spaces there.
And the Bearcats bit on a handoff to the left side. Zub been a little quiet so far. He's first through the line there.
And you can barely see the guy. He's 5'6", 165. He's very small. All you can see is a flash of a white helmet out there. First and 10 at the 11-yard line for USA, rolling right to left across her radio. Beachy hands this one off. Their pitches out to number 16, McKay Jones. He's in for a touchdown. Touchdown. USA on the pitch to the left. Doesn't touch a single Ugly Bearcat on his way. A 10-yard scamper for the touchdown.
Nifty play call there by Coach Beagle. A little pitch to the outside and almost like a college option you would see. Nobody near him. It's high-tailed in the end zone.
At the 10-minute and 16 mark in the second quarter, it's now 14-6, and USA going for 2. They bring Gangler into the game for the 2-point conversion. And number 16, McKay Jones, and 25, Tim Zub, come out. So all their power players in there right now. Number 72, Brendan Ballard on the line, the 6'6", 300-pound lineman on your left side. They stick to the right side, hand it off right to number 22, a quick handoff, Nathan Milkey, and he's in for the 2-point conversion. It's now 16-6, USA over Ugly. 10-16 to go until halftime. You're tuned to WLEW.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when it happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, a touchback on the kickoff from USA, so that means Ubley's going to start their drive at their own 20-yard line, 80 yards for a touchdown. 10-16 to go before halftime. They trail USA by 10, 16-6. So, Dave, what does Ubley need to do? Obviously score, but how can they shut down USA's defense?
You know, Clark, they had them right where they needed them right there. That fourth and long conversion, fourth and seven, that just can't happen, especially in the red zone. I think they're on the right track here, but they got to stop the run, especially they can't be biting on the play fakes to the inside.
Well, one of the best defenses is to be on offense all the time. That's what they're trying to do here. Nick Sweeney rolling left to right across your radio. Three men in the backfield for Ubley. It's a handoff to the right side. He's open, wide open, and a double hit there by USA. Number five, Kurt Kaboski, the running back, rolls out for about 10 yards on the play. It's going to be good enough for a first down for Ubley. That's one way of making offense work.
Yeah, definitely. Squeezed right through that little hole there and burst of speed, got him an easy first down. Tim Zub was one of those guys that knocked him out. We heard him on the offensive side, now making tackles on the backside.
There's nothing like a good old crack of the pads in high school football. First and 10 for Ubley. Nick Sweeney under center. He keeps it for himself on the right side, rolls, tries to cut back, and there's a whole swarm of Patriots all over him, but not until after a 5-yard gain of Nick Sweeney on the near sideline.
Ball came loose there at the end, but he was already down, Clark. Looks like 25 leading the way. Tim Zub again.
Tim Zub, and seems like every play on defense right now, 5-yard gain for the quarterback keeper of Nick Sweeney. Out to the 35-yard line, brings up 2nd and 5 for the Bearcats. 9:20 remains in the second quarter. Now, Dave, what's Ubley going to do on this play, do you think?
Yeah, Clark, they just had two nice runs. Even though I would like to tell you they're going to play action, they're going to keep feeding the ball here. They're going to hand it off probably to one of the tailbacks in the backfield around the outside.
Well, they have the same exact offense out there. USA ready for the pass, but looks like almost a small blitz coming, and that's exactly what it is. And Ubley's coming out for the pass. Sweeney out to number 5, and it's taken off by number 88, Dan Ricci's read that one from the get-go, and he's running down to the 20-yard line, out to the 15, and out to about the 10-yard line on the far sideline, but there's a flag out at the 20-yard line. We'll see what that one is. And just like that, we set it. All of a sudden, Ubley's going for the air, and Dan Rick knew it as well. Kicked off the pass from Nick Sweeney, and now it is going to be USA ball. The call is a hold on USA, so that's going to push them back 10 yards. So instead of the 10-yard line, they're back out to the 20-yard line. Unless it's from the spot of the foul, then it'll be the 30-yard line.
You know, Clark, we were kind of feeling play action there, but with the run going so well, it was tough to go away from it there. They had a receiver through a little behind him, and that's what happens. Rick picks it off there and had plenty of room to run.
Plenty of room to run, nowhere to hide, and it's a hold against USA, as Martha Vandell would say. And it's going to be a first down for USA, and it's from the spot of the foul back at the 20-yard line, so they're going to march off 10 yards, and that's where they're still a very short field to work with for USA here. 30 yards to go. They're just outside the red zone of Ubley. With 8:45 left in the second quarter, 16-6, USA leads Ubley. All right, Dave, what's USA going to do?
Right now, they're going to pound the rock here, Clark. Good field position, no reason not to. Right up the middle.
Right up the middle, indeed, and they move forward for about 3 yards. On the mound of that pile is Brandon Harper, number 28.
Don't be surprised here, Clark, to see if USA can kind of take advantage of that turnover, maybe put in a play-action pass here and see if they can make Ubley hurt. This is going to be crucial, though, for the Ubley defense. They're going to have to make a stop here and now.
2nd and a long 7 for USA. Brandon Harper on that last one. That was his seventh carry. He now has 24 yards, averaging just over 3.4 per carry. The big stat, though, Seth Gangler has four carries for 43 yards, averaging over a